This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump spent Thursday exulting in his Senate acquittal and unleashing his fury on those who tried to remove him from office. We get the details from AP correspondent Sagar Meghani at the White House.
In an East Room full of supporters, from lawmakers to cabinet members.
It's a celebration.
It turned into an airing of grievances. The impeachment proceedings were evil and corrupt. His foes were scum and sleazebags.
Adam Schiff is a vicious, horrible person. Nancy Pelosi is a horrible person.
The president vented for more than an hour after earlier stunning the national prayer breakfast by calling out Pelosi for saying she prays for him when he knows that's not true, and blasting Mitt Romney, the only Republican to vote for removing him, for saying he relied on faith to make the decision. Pelosi simply shook her head.
He's talking about things that he knows little about. Faith and prayer.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The Democratic National Committee is calling for a re-canvass of the results of Monday's Iowa caucus after an app meant to register voting easier failed. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Results slowly came out. There were technical issues. DNC Chair Tom Perez said on Twitter, enough is enough. There was a coding error. Backup phone lines for reporting the outcomes were jammed. Many were placed on hold for hours. The numbers in Iowa show Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders in a virtual tie. Iowa had been promoted as a chance for Democrats to find some clarity in a jumbled presidential field. Much of the political world now has shifted to New Hampshire and Tuesday's first-in-the-nation primary. Ed Donahue, Washington.
U.S. stocks gained for a fourth straight session on Thursday. The Dow was up 0.3%. The S&P rose by 0.3%. This is VOA News. Chinese state television reports the number of deaths from a coronavirus outbreak has risen to 618 as of Thursday. Meanwhile, the number of cases in Hubei province, the epicenter of the outbreak, continued to climb. AP's Karen Chamas has more.
Chinese health authorities reported hundreds of deaths and another sharp jump in the number of confirmed cases to over 28,000. Outside mainland China, at least 260 cases have been confirmed. China's ambassador to the UK, Liu Xiaoming, said China is aware of its responsibility to protect the global community.
China is doing its best to safeguard global health.
The outbreak has also ensnared two cruise ships, with the passengers and crew now quarantined on the docked vessels in Hong Kong and Japan. 10 new passengers, including two Americans confirmed to have the virus, were escorted off the Diamond Princess at a port near Tokyo, after 10 others were taken off the previous day. I'm Karen Chamas.
Syrian government forces battled rebels and weathered Turkish artillery barrages on Thursday as they entered a key town in northwestern Idlib province in a new push to recapture the last rebel stronghold. We get more from Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
Turkey's foreign minister is warning Russia that it must stem the Syrian government attacks immediately, adding that Ankara is determined to stop what it calls a human drama unfolding in Idlib. President Bashar al-Assad's swift military advance there has also caused yet another exodus of civilians towards the Turkish border. Russia, meanwhile, said militants in Turkey's zone of responsibility were attacking Syrian government forces and the Russian military, confirming some of its troops were killed. Syrian forces backed by airstrikes have encircled and entered the town of Sarakib, witnesses and observers say. It lies at the junction of two main roads that Assad wants to bring under his control. Fighting in Idlib has accelerated despite several ceasefire attempts, the latest in January.
That's Lucy Fielder of Reuters. U.S. President Donald Trump said Thursday the United States would formally initiate trade talks with Kenya, adding that he would probably sign a deal with the East African country. The announcement was made at a White House meeting between Trump and Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta. It directs U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer to issue a formal notification to Congress under the fast-track trade negotiating law. Kenyatta on Wednesday said his country was keen to secure its economic future ahead of the expiration of the Africa Growth and Opportunity Act, which allows sub-Saharan African countries to export products to the United States without tariffs or quotas until 2025. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.